Welcome to a very special Simply Folk session. I'm Stephanie Elkins here in WPR's Buck Studio with the Okie Dokie Brothers. They are a Grammy Award-winning folk music duo that specializes in music for children. And it's very special that they are here. But what makes this really, really special is that we have a room full of children here, too, from the Boys and Girls Club and from the Goodman Community Center. And there are some family and friends of folks that work right here at WPR. Welcome, everyone, and thanks for coming. Well, first question for you guys. I've already had a question from the audience. Is, are you really brothers?
Oh, boy. Are we really brothers? Well, we get asked that from time to time. And Justin and I, we grew up together since we were 3 years old. We're not real brothers, but we call each other brothers because we've known each other for so long and our families are so close.
And also, neither of us have brothers.
So you really are each other's brothers, kind of.
Yeah, that's the way we look at it.
Yeah. And your names are Justin Lansing and Joe Maylander.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. So we thought we might start right off with a song. What would you like to kick off with?
Well, let's start with a song that we wrote on the Mississippi River. Who's heard of the Mississippi River out there? A few people have, right? It's a long, giant river. It's the largest in this country. Maybe tell them about how we wrote this song.
Yeah, well, we decided to take a canoe trip down the river. We went from Minneapolis down to St. Louis, Missouri. So we were out there writing songs, canoeing, and camping. So this is one of those songs that we wrote.
We don't need a motor, we don't need a sail, and we don't need no fins or gills, and we don't need a tail. Let's just keep it simple, we'll each get an oar, paddle out to no man's lake and float till we can't no more. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe? If there's nothing better to do, I wanna float down a river with you.
Sing that part.
I wanna float down a river with you.
Yeah. Very nice. So sing that out every time it comes around, okay?
We don't need no outlets, we don't need no wires. Primetime entertainment will be lightning, bugs, and fires. Let's just keep it simple, unplugged and outside. Sound waves on the water don't need to be amplified.
Here we go.
Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe? If there's nothing better to do, I wanna float down a river with you.
Sing it again.
I wanna float down a river with you.
Yeah.
I'll take the bow, brother. You can take the stern, I'll move us forward, and you choose when to turn. Let's just keep it simple, we all need a friend in this current moment, instead of looking around the bend.
Sing it out.
Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe? If there's nothing better to do, I wanna float down a river with you.
Sing it again.
I wanna float down a river with you.
One more.
I wanna float down a river with you.
That song is called Can You Canoe, and it's from one of your adventure albums. And what a concept that is, adventure albums. Can you tell us about that and how it all started?
Sure. Well, Justin and I, we love to spend time outdoors. And one summer, we were on a road trip down the Great River Road, down the Mississippi River, and we looked out and we saw a couple canoers floating down the river. So we asked some people if people actually canoe down the Mississippi, and they said a handful of people do that every year. So we got inspired to take our own canoe trip and write songs while we were outdoors, camping every night. So we took 30 days and did that, and really that turned into the idea of what an adventure album is, and we've done a few more trips that we'll tell you about later. After the first trip, the canoe trip, and it's turned into a way to just get inspired by nature, and it kind of finds its way into our songs. Instead of just sitting around our house uninspired, we like to get out there and take some risks to inspire other people to get outside as well.
I have a question about canoeing with a banjo and a guitar. Mm-hmm. Did you ever tip over or get anything wet?
Luckily, we did not tip over. If we would have, our banjo and guitar probably would have gone all the way to the bottom of the river and we wouldn't have seen them again. So we got lucky on that. There's plenty of space, though, on a canoe for a banjo and guitar. We had tarps over them to keep them dry. And, it worked out.
Does anybody have a question for them about their canoe trip or anything else? Sure.
Did you go swimming?
Did we go swimming in the river?
I mean, did you go fishing?
Oh, go fishing. Well, I do remember one time we got a stick and a string and threw it in the river, and all I pulled out was an old boot. Was it a boot or a sandal? It was an old sandal.
Yeah. It was sandal, kind of.
Yeah, we weren't really successful, but we did try to fish. Good question.
We did see, we did see a lot of fish. There were these flying fish that were jumping out of the water, and those are, what are they, carp?
They're an invasive species, actually. They're called Asian carp, and they probably shouldn't be as far north in the Mississippi River, but they jump out of the water, and they're called flying fish. So we saw some of them.
Did you go swimming?
Did we go swimming in the river? Justin, you want to answer that?
Yeah, we did. You know, there are some parts of the river, way up north in Minnesota, there's a part of the river that's very blue and clean because the river's brand new up there, right? And so we went fishing up there. As we went down, it got a little muddier, and we were a little more scared to swim at that time.
Right. Yeah, but we would flip off the back of the canoe sometimes and jump off if we were a little too hot.
Was it fun?
Was it fun? Well, that's a great question. It's also kind of complicated because there were times that were a lot of fun, right? But like any adventure, maybe you've been on an adventure before, there's ups and downs in those types of things. So there were hard days too where the wind was blowing against you and the rain was falling and it was cold and you didn't know where to camp and maybe a storm was coming and you didn't cook enough food or bring enough food with you. Those are the times that you'd call challenging times, but it makes the trip even more rewarding in the end that you had both good and tough times out there. Thanks.
We're going to have a song in a minute, but I wanted to ask you about your songwriting. You say you're inspired by nature and you wrote a lot of songs while you were on this trip. But there's also some songs that have come from other places. Can you tell us about the other music on your albums that you did not write?
Sure, yeah. There's a lot of really old songs that we like to listen to, and they're songs for kids and for adults, and they're called traditional songs. They've been around for hundreds of years a lot of times. And so we like to listen to those songs and sometimes bring them into the modern age, into today, right, and change them and make them kind of our own. And so those are traditional songs, yeah.
Can we hear a traditional song?
Sure.
I think we have one for you.
All right.
Yeah, this is a song called Holloway Joe. And when it was first done a long time ago, it was a sea shanty. And it was sung a little bit differently, a lot of times a cappella without any instruments in a minor key. And a purist, when it comes to folk music, would do it exactly like that. But Justin and I, we like to kind of change things up on it and we decided to do it like this. This is our take on Holloway Joe.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, let me hear you now. Well, goodbye and don't you cry, I'm going to Louisiana. Way Holloway, will Holloway Joe, to buy a dog and a muddy old hog and marry Susanna. Way Holloway, will Holloway Joe. That's it. Take it now. Thank you.
My mother told me long ago she wished I'd be a lawyer.
Way Holloway, will Holloway Joe.
Much to her chagrin, I don't have an employer.
Way Holloway, will Holloway Joe. Way Holloway, we're bound for better weather. Way Holloway, will Holloway Joe.
Holloway Joe, me boys, meeting on up with the old St. Croix. Keep it rowing, me boys, it's raftsman's life for me.
Holloway Joe, me boys, floating on down to Illinois. Keep a rowing, me boys, it's raftsman's life for me.
Toy cars and candy bars are just a waste of money.
Way Holloway, will Holloway Joe.
Cornbread is all you need with butter, beans, and honey.
Way Holloway, will Holloway Joe.
Well, sing a song and get a long way down to Sarasota.
Way Holloway, will Holloway Joe.
Then hop a barge up through the arch and back to Minnesota.
Hey, way Holloway, will Holloway Joe. Way Holloway, we're bound for better weather. Way Holloway, will Holloway Joe.
Holloway Joe, me boys, meeting on up with the old St. Croix. Keep a rowing, me boys, it's a raftsman's life for me.
Holloway Joe, me boys, floating on down to Illinois. Keep a rowing, me boys, it's a raftsman's life for me. Keep a rowing, me boys, it's a raftsman's life for me.
That's right.
Holloway Joe is the name of the tune, a traditional song. And if you're just tuning into the radio broadcasts, we're listening to the Okie Dokie Brothers, and we have a wonderful live audience of kids, and they're asking questions and enjoying the performance. I want to ask you, before we get into the next song, about your instruments. Justin, can you tell us a little bit about your instrument?
Sure. This instrument, it is called a banjo. And I play it in the claw hammer style, which is an old-time music style of playing it, and that's all.
What's the history of the banjo? Do you know much about that?
Well, I do know that the banjo comes from Africa. Its roots are in Africa, and it was brought to the southern United States a long time ago. I don't know the year. And then it was brought, it was modernized, and now it looks like this. I don't think it looked like this back in Africa.
I think they used goat skin and things like that, right?
Yeah.
And how about yours, Joe?
I play the 6-string guitar. Pretty standard here. It's an acoustic guitar. You guys know what a guitar is, right? You guys have seen the guitar a lot. So you probably have seen electric guitars too, right? So this is a little cross between an electric and an acoustic guitar because you can plug it in.
Thanks. So we heard two songs from your adventure going down the Mississippi, and then you had another adventure. What was that one?
Well, we decided to go to the Appalachian Mountains. Who's heard of the Appalachian Trail before in the audience? Okay, a few people, right? So the Appalachian Mountains are a mountain range on the east coast of the United States, and the trail that goes through those mountains starts in Georgia in the south and goes all the way north to Maine, and it takes people about 6 months to hike that whole trail. Justin and I couldn't hack it for 6 months, okay? Mm-hmm. So we only had about 30 days to write songs and hike out there. We were meeting mountain musicians was kind of the point of the trip. And these mountain musicians are really well-versed in bluegrass music and old-time music. And we went there to learn a little bit more about that and write about the music of that region.
Why don't we have a, can we have a song from that one, from that
sure.
trip? What's it called?
Do you want to introduce this one, Justin?
Sure. This one, well, while we were out there in the in Appalachia, as they say, we say it Appalachia up here. Our northerners say that. But we found a bunch of people down there that danced a certain type of dance that's called clogging. And every Friday night in Floyd, Virginia, they do this. They have a big big dance. The whole town comes, and it's called a jamboree. So we wrote a song. This one's called Jamboree.
And the most important thing for you guys to do during this song, as our studio audience, is after every line Justin sings, we're going to throw our fists up in the air and yell the word Jamboree. Okay? Can you do that with us?
Can we practice it all together? Ready? One, two, three.
Jamboree!
Exactly. That's
Very
it.
Very nice.
There's a country store,
Jamboree,
in a country town,
Jamboree,
every Friday night,
Jamboree,
the people dance around,
Jamboree,
it don't look like much,
Jamboree,
and it ain't no chore,
Jamboree,
but while they're dancing,
Jamboree,
they polish that floor, they play this song, right on key, they play this song, it's called Jamboree, Jamboree,
hey, that's it. This time, I want you to yell it out as loud as you can. Here we go.
There's a little old lady,
Jamboree,
plays a big old bass,
Jamboree,
and that banjo maybe,
Jamboree,
should have stayed in the case,
Jamboree,
and the guitar there,
Jamboree,
it's got a broken string,
Jamboree,
and the fiddle's flying,
Jamboree,
and everyone sings,
Jamboree,
play this song, almost on key, they play this song. It's called Jamboree,
Jamboree!
Yep. Woo! All right, this time, I want you to whisper it as quietly as possible.
Fleas in your pants,
Jamboree.
Coals on the floor,
Jamboree.
Suppose you can dance,
Jamboree.
If you can count to four,
Jamboree.
So grab you a partner,
Jamboree.
And hold on tight,
Jamboree.
Cause we ain't stopping,
Jamboree.
Until we see the light. We'll play this song way off key. We'll play this song. It's called Jamboree,
Jamboree.
It's called Jamboree,
Jamboree.
It's called Jamboree,
Jamboree.
Give yourselves a hand.
This is the best studio audience ever. Just fantastic.
You sounded good on that one.
It sure did. So they went on a hiking trip, and they came up with all of these songs. And I wonder if anybody has any questions for them about hiking or about songwriting or anything else you might want to ask.
What music did you listen to when you guys were dancing?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, so at this jamboree, the Friday night jamboree where the whole town gets together to dance, there was a live band playing. And the band, I would say it was an old-time band, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And that means, you know, there were fiddles, banjos, guitar, bass. It was acoustic instruments. Like I said earlier, this is an acoustic guitar. So it was an acoustic band playing old-time dance songs.
So it's a lot like what you're hearing today, what we're playing, yeah.
Just a little better than us.
That's true.
Did you guys learn how to clog? Did you do any dancing yourselves?
Well, before we went on the trip, I took some clogging lessons because I knew we were going to be rolling up in Floyd, Virginia. So I learned kind of the basic clogging steps. And since the trip, Justin's been taking clogging lessons almost every week, haven't you?
Yes, but I'm not good enough to share with the radio still.
Oh, the radio is great. I'll show the radio all day long, but never to the television.
So you're not going to give us a demonstration of clogging?
Sure, why not? Give them a little basic.
You can go on the...
Well, we're going to stick to the carpet because we... this is what clogging
is. This is kind of what it looks like.
And then does that look cool or not so cool? Not so cool.
Okay, okay. It's okay. It's okay. I understand.
All right, we have a lot of questions from the kids. And what's your question?
Did they play any other instruments?
Do you play any other instruments?
Well, I Justin, who plays banjo, I play a little bit of guitar, but I pretty much stick to banjo these days.
So. Yeah. Well, when I was a kid, I started playing music on the piano. I started when I was in first grade playing piano until I was in eighth grade, and then I changed to guitar. So I still play piano, and it's really helpful for me in my songwriting because I use the chord structures and music theory from the piano to help me figure out how to write songs on the guitar.
Oh, my. Okay, go ahead. Right here. We have a lot of questions from the studio audience.
How did y'all get inspired to write the song?
Great question.
So songs come into your head in different ways. And maybe you've experienced this when you're writing a poem or a song yourselves. Sometimes it happens through an interaction you have with a person or a conversation you have, or sometimes through an observation that it's something you see, right? So one night, Justin and I were – I'll give you an example. We were going to camp out in our tent, right? But it was such a nice night that we decided that we weren't going to sleep in the tent, that we were going to sleep under the stars and put our sleeping pads out on the – well, I guess it was just – it wasn't a lawn.
On the
what
dirt.
Was it? The dirt. It was pretty much dirt. And we slept there underneath the stars that night. And the next day, Justin wrote a song called The Thousand Star Hotel, which had to do with sleeping under the stars. So that was an experience that directly related to a song, if that maybe answers your question a little bit.
One more. Okay, you. Can you come up to the mic? Yes, you. We have about 30 questions in here. We have time for about one more, and then we'll have another song.
What type of music did you like?
What kind of music did you like? What did you grow up with?
Well, we've listened to lots of different types of music in our lives. We from everything from country to classical music to a little bit of hip-hop here and there. But the real thing, what we listen to a lot, because it's the type of music that we play, is folk music and bluegrass and Americana. Those are the styles that we're kind of drawing from today.
Okay, I think that's enough questions from the audience for this moment. We'll have a little more later. And so you had your hiking trip, you had your canoe trip, and you recently had another trip. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So we're working on this adventure album trilogy. So there's three albums that go in this series, The River, The Mountains, and then what we just did was a horse packing trip in the Great American West. So we went out west and wrote songs about horses and cows and the landscape of the Rocky Mountains, the Continental Divide, and the Grand Canyon region. Maybe you've seen pictures of that or visited the West, and with all the mesas and red rocks, and I don't know. It was a big, inspiring place to write songs. So we brought in the region's sound, which is kind of country Western songs. And that was this next record that's coming out, our new record. It's called Saddle Up.
Ready? Mm-hmm.
One, two, three, two, two, three.
Saddle up, settle in. Every story must begin, and this one is tall, but it's true. It starts as a quest to tell the tales of the West, and how it ends, well, nobody knows but you. Tell us a good one tonight while the fire's burning bright, about mountains and rivers of gold. Sing us a good one tonight, 'neath the moon's silver light, full of tall tales and legends of old. Hunker down, gather round, roll the blankets out on the ground, as our shadows grow taller than trees.
there ain't nothing for miles. So the stories run wild and the songs can roam anywhere they please. Tell us a good one tonight while the fire's burning bright about mountains and rivers of gold. Sing us a good one tonight, meet the moon's silver light, full of tall tales and legends of old. Move 'em out, move 'em in, every story has to end, but some stay in your heart. They go round and round, they get lost and then found, 'cause the end is just another place to start.
Thank you.
That song is called Saddle Up, and that's also the name of the brand new album, a Western adventure album. And I was reading about this, and you took a cameraman with you because you make DVDs of your trips, which is really nice to be able to share the outdoors. And did I read that your cameraman fell off his horse?
Well, it wasn't so much just him sitting on the horse and just falling off. The horse was going down a little bit of a curve, and the horse fell backwards a little bit because it was a little steep, and it stepped on a rock just the wrong way. Because horses don't just stand straight up all the time, you know. They have to, just like humans might fall over sometimes, same with horses. And so he kind of fell, and yeah, our cameraman fell off.
Oh, boy.
More of like slipped off the back of the saddle. So he didn't even get hurt during it.
Well, that's good. I hope his camera was okay, too.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. How did you get started making music for children? Do you have children or are you around children a lot?
So Justin and I are children is usually how we answer that. No, we don't have kids ourselves. We are both married, and maybe someday we'll have kids of our own. But for now, because we grew up together, you know, we share childhood memories, and we draw from a lot of those memories that we had when we were kids. And we're still on an adventure, a youthful adventure that we draw inspiration from. So how we became children's musicians, you know, we were playing regular gigs around the Midwest with our full six-piece band there for a while. But we decided to just go at it as a duo since we were the songwriters. And we really loved participatory concerts where we could get the audience involved and break down the barrier between the performer and the audience. And where we started exploring that was at libraries, bookstores, park events, family nights. And yeah, we loved that. So we just decided to call ourselves the Okie Dokie Brothers and pursue children's music.
You two won a Grammy, the highest award in the United States for the best children's album. How did that feel?
How did that happen?
Yeah.
No, we still don't know.
I mean,
that must have been just wonderful.
Yeah, it was. We were really happy to be awarded that Grammy Award, and we're not sure how it happened. People enjoyed our CD, and it's got around, and so that's how that went.
The next thing you know, you're on the red carpet.
Yeah, it's a little bit different scene from canoeing down the river and camping out every night to the red carpet, so a little adjustment for
We got
us.
To dress up.
We even took a shower, you know.
Oh, you took a shower. Yeah. That's a good thing for the Grammy Awards. Time for a couple more questions.
What are the three most hard things about writing music?
The three hardest things about writing music. Well, I'll list maybe one, and then you can do one too.
Okay.
Well, sometimes when you're writing a song and you really want it to go in one direction, and the song might have a different idea and want to go in a totally different direction, you have to give up your preconception or the goal that you once had and let go of that and just see where the song wants to go. So you have to let go of your control over the song and just see where the music wants to take you. And for me, that's a little hard sometimes. But in the end, it's a really good lesson. What's the hard part about writing music for you, Justin?
Well, I guess I was thinking the three parts of writing a song. There are lyrics, melody, and rhythm. And so coming up with a new one of those for each one of those parts and then putting them all together, it's kind of this big puzzle that you have to work out, and they're all – it's the three challenges in one, kind of.
Mm.
And you have to mix those to write a song.
How much songs have you wrote?
Great question. How many songs have we written? We have written, I would say, a couple hundred bad songs and just a handful of good songs.
Mm-hmm.
We write a lot of songs, right? It's practice. So to answer your question, we write almost every single day, and sometimes those turn into songs. But out of all of those songs, a few of them make it to live concerts like this or on an album.
Right. I mean, sometimes we'll be just walking down the street and singing a song in our head. You know, I'm sure some of you do that too, just saying what you feel, singing what you feel. And sometimes those are actually really great songs, and sometimes they're not.
Go ahead.
Have you ever been to China?
Have you ever been to China? I've been to China once.
I have also been to China once. Yes. Is that for on an adventure? Is that what you're thinking?
Ooh.
That we took an adventure in China? We didn't go on an Okie Dokie Brothers adventure, but it was their own adventure, yes.
I think a Chinese adventure album is a good idea, though.
Should we walk the entire Great Wall?
Ooh.
I don't know. Maybe not.
What inspired you to start writing music?
What inspired us to start writing music?
I kind of have an answer.
Okay.
I think, honestly, it was each other. Joe and I, we started playing guitar together when we were in high school, I think, and Joe kind of brought a song to me that he said he wrote, and I was like, I think I'd like to write a song, and then we would go back and forth, and that helped inspire us.
And I think the second song we ever wrote together was together. We wrote the song. We came up with the idea together, and it wasn't a great song, but it still had a lot of meaning for us. Go ahead.
Did you see snakes in the West?
Yeah, we saw one snake while we were out there. Our cameraman almost stepped on it. I think it was just a small rattlesnake.
Did you see any poisonous snakes?
Poisonous snakes when we were out in the West? Other than the rattlesnake, do you remember if we saw anything else?
Rattlesnake is poisonous,
yeah.
Isn't it? So I guess that was one. What else did we see?
Oh, we saw some lizards out West.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
We saw some buffalo. Bison.
Some deer.
Yeah.
What other wildlife did we see
elk
out there?
Or a moose.
We saw a moose.
We saw a moose, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
It wasn't poisonous. Sorry.
No.
Okay.
Would
this
cool
is the last
a
question,
moose.
And then we'll have one last song.
Did you like your songs?
Did we like
our songs?
Do you like your songs? Is that the question?
Well, we better like them because we play them about every day.
I usually like Joe's songs more than my own.
I like Justin's songs.
That's just how it goes.
You guys want to hear one more?
Yeah!
Okay. Is that all right? Okay, this is another song off of the new album, Saddle Up. This is, it ties into what we were talking about our friendship earlier. This is a song Justin wrote for my wedding, and he played it for me there for the first time, and it has to do with friendship.
And since we grew up in Colorado, and that's where our last adventure kind of took place, that's why we figured it fit on this album.
Sit around the fire, telling tales about the days of old. We'd reminisce about the times we missed. I reminisce about the stories we told. And as the fire got to dying down, the night would start to turn back to day. We'd laugh once more for fun, and then someone would say, yes, sir, yes, sir, those days were fine. Yes, sir, yes, sir, but these are the good old times.
All right, next time that chorus comes around, I want to hear you yelling out, yes, sir, with us.
When we're old and our memories are gray, if we have any left at all, in the spring we'll watch leaves being born, and then we'll watch them change in the fall. We'll wish that we were young again, tell that story about your wedding day. Life was short, but we had each other, and then one of us will say, yes, sir, yes, sir, those days were fine. Yes, sir, yes, sir, but these are the good old times. If there was a time to sing this old tune, I figured that time would be now. 'Cause today will be yesterday tomorrow. Ain't it crazy how time works out? There ain't nothing like a good old friend. There ain't many friends like you and me. We've got a lot of great stories, but I think we can all agree. Yes, sir, yes, sir, those days were fine. Yes, sir, yes, sir, but these are the good old times. These are the good old times. Of the good old times.
Thank you very, very much to the Okie Dokie Brothers for coming in and doing this concert for us. It's just been fantastic.
Thanks for having us, and thanks to the audience for coming out. You guys were awesome.
You have been the best audience ever. And you can find out more about the Okie Dokie Brothers at okiedokie.org. All right. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Yeah.